On Tuesday afternoon, I got a call from Gary, I think his name was, and Gary was complaining about traffic in the Montague Gardens area. I said to him that we'd get somebody from Cape Town Traffic Services on the radio and we'd call him back so he could share his annoyance. We haven't been able to reach him, but this is what he told me on Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, so John, I was just wondering if in the near future you might be getting hopefully a representative from the traffic department so we can fire a few questions at him, you know, especially about the absolute lawlessness that goes on here in Montague Gardens on a daily basis.
What sort of lawlessness?
Well, I'm in the traffic now. I've just witnessed three taxis tearing up the My City bus lane, the red road, racing ahead of the bus. And you know, it's chaotic. If somebody is crossing, they're dead. They're absolutely dead. But it happens every day. It's not, and yet you never see any law for like moving violations in this area at all. So I'd like to just maybe ask these people when and how and if it's ever going to happen.
Listening to that was Kevin Jacobs of Cape Town Traffic Services. Kevin, is this an area about which people often complain and an area where you sometimes, often, frequently, regularly target miscreants?
Afternoon, John. Afternoon to your listeners. We are aware of the problem in the area. The Montague Gardens area and the surrounding suburbs, Stableview, Boortesig, Milnerton, have a very unique problem at the moment and have had that problem for a while. We've had large-scale copper theft at many of our major intersections. These are the wires that make the traffic lights work. And they're not only stealing the surface wire, but they're also stealing, they're going a bit deeper underground. So the South African Police Op is investigating these incidents at the moment, but what it has caused is it's caused that our officers have had to go and do point duty at the major intersections in the morning. So the affected areas are the N7, Malibongwe, Potsdam Drive. There are three intersections out there. N7, Platteklouf. We've got Gielbeson and Tyberg Road, Gielbeson and Welbeloond. So our big intersections are being knocked by copper theft. But we don't offer any excuses. We, you know, I accept that there are challenges. And so we've had to become innovative in terms of our response. We've had to bring in external teams to supplement the staff that work in those areas. And then also unmarked vehicles and the use of surveillance cameras, the MyCity bus route surveillance cameras to help us with enforcement in that area. So we are aware of the problem. We are dealing with a crime issue, and it does mean that our forces are being moved to things that we would rather not be doing.
Is the impression that, well, obviously you hear from Gary's call, and then a lot of people who contacted us after that call, is that you're turning a blind eye to taxi misbehavior on the roads. And I just got an email in now from Duval saying it was in Montague Gardens this morning. Taxis using the city bus lane frequently, going through red lights, etc., etc., etc. That you just don't act against it. You're aware of it. Yeah, okay, we accept that. But why aren't you doing more to reduce it or prevent it?
Actually, we're doing a lot, and specifically in that area, the amount of staff from external areas that we've brought to that area has been phenomenal. The challenge that we have is that we cannot sustain one suburb with the amount of resources that is needed. For example, I can tell you that in March, 239 taxis were impounded, and in February, citywide, 513 taxis were impounded. But what the area needs is a sustained presence, which can be offered by the officers that are there, but they are being redirected to other problems in the area. So we certainly do moving violation enforcement, we do red traffic light enforcement, but we don't have the full complement of staff available at the moment. And when we do, we will gladly go back to business as usual. We will tackle the problem head on.
So in that issue of copper theft, I also got a WhatsApp from somebody who unfortunately didn't give me more information, but said that I'm not sure who we is, perhaps a local community policing forum or neighborhood watch or something, are constantly reporting to law enforcement, he didn't say which law enforcement, that copper theft is happening, that this is where they are starting to dig up now, and that there is never any response. So the copper theft, which you refer to as being a cause of the lack of officers to deal with the traffic problem, is something which, according to other listeners, is something that they are giving information on, which is not being followed up by law enforcement.
Yeah, and look, I'm not in the law in the copper theft business. We have regular meetings with the South African police. We've had meetings with our colleagues, our city partners who deal with these type of issues. And I know that they are putting significant resources there. On our end of the business, we've got to deal with the consequences of the copper theft. We've got to send officers to point duty so that the motorists don't pass through an intersection in the morning peak where there are no traffic officers. So we know it's a problem. We've asked the authority who deals with these issues to assist us, and we trust that they are trying their best. From our point of view, we're bringing as much support in from other areas as what we can, and then also we're trying to be as innovative as possible in terms of our enforcement.
Yeah, you're not getting a lot of sympathy from listeners aware of the problems. Excuses, lame. They just don't want to enforce difficult laws. Next, your man will say he's forming a committee. One often sees two vehicles manning speed cameras. I don't buy the bull I'm listening to. It's a hard sell that you are more than aware of the problem, but that you often and regularly take action to try and minimize it.
And I have the greatest sympathy with law-abiding citizens who sit in traffic and see a taxi passing them at high speed. Our challenge is I have to be as practical and realistic as possible. And you know, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. We can only put the forces on the ground that is at our disposal, and we can only deal with what we can. And I feel comfortable, and I have peace in my heart that we're trying our best, and that all the resources that we can possibly put in that area is being put there. But we must also be realistic in that we cannot just look after one suburb only, and there are many, many taxi complaints in all the suburbs right across the city. And we're not going to, and we cannot put all our resources only in that suburb and leave it there to the detriment of all the other suburbs. So,
Kevin, there we have to leave it, but thank you for talking to us. Kevin Jacobs, spokesperson at Cape Town Traffic Services.